Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
They call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
I bet they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning.
Enter the D.
Then I'll just
put you. Why am I not part of the beautiful people? This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky moly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a bum.
On the wings of my dreams.
That's Perfect Strangers.
That's awesome.
That's going to be in the middle of that. Zero journalistic integrity.
Halfway through.
Fop, goddammit.
I'm okay with that.
Every day is my last Fopcast.
Check out the Perfect Strangers theme song, folks, who are watching.
You better listen to this episode and you'll be able to hear your lovely voice singing it.
I know. I'm no one good singer.
Okay, trying this again. What up, Foppers? Had a big old meltdown, and look who it is. Our special guest, Ashley.
Smashley.
What's up, girl?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, staying unemployed. Oh, Ian just disappeared.
Oh, no, I did it again. I don't know why that happened. I'm back.
Our replacement Meg / Dan for the episode. Great. Well, we just had to do a restart, and then... Now we're all good. So I thought first thing we should do is take a look at the bracket standings as far as our contestants here. And that includes both of y'all's and about 18 other people.
Yeah, I never gave you the ones I have, but we'll take it that way.
You have full brackets that still aren't included? Yeah. Oh, God. I'll have to make a whole new spreadsheet. Awesome.
I'm so sorry. Anyways, who's winning right now?
As it stands, here I'm gonna present this to y'all's.
Did Ashley leave? She's still here.
No, she's here.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hi. I'm just quiet.
Yeah.
So like a little mouse.
As it stands right now, don't worry about these colors. That's my own organization. Nichols is out front at 28, and then myself, Erica, and Omar are in second at 27. Ashley, you're head of the pack with a slew of 26s, and Ian, you are also in that pack. So very.
Me and Ashley just connect like that, you know.
Right, but this is before round two, so I guess without further ado, we should just get right back into it.
Let's fuck shit up.
So. When we last left, we only had about one upset. Round one was pretty straightforward, and this was weeks ago, so it's a little hard to remember, but we'll do what we can here.
I think Simpsons won first round.
Simpsons.
It was super close.
Let's see, just some highlights. The Simpsons and Ren and Stimpy were both undefeated. Simpsons at 42-0. And Ren and Stimpy at 41-0. Other notable stuff, I think we had a pretty big upset at some point.
Eek the Cat beat.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo or something? Yeah.
Eek the Cat beat Johnny Bravo 24-16. There was a couple other ones, but let's just push forward. Oh, Duckman beat out Tailspin 22-19. Right. That was pretty huge. And then Beetlejuice usurped Powerpuff Girls, which I don't know if I can deal with that. And then, yeah. Also, All Real Monsters beat out Sailor Moon, which was a 10 seed versus a 7 seed. But moving on, looking at some of these, we got some pretty big names here. Notably, I think Simpsons versus Pinky and the Brain. That's pretty huge. One thing I would have liked to go over, unfortunately, Facebook is not. There was a huge, huge argument on one of the threads over Captain Planet versus Spawn. And it was two of my friends who will remain nameless, but they went after each other. Some pretty nasty shit was said. And all over some 90s cartoons. One of the dudes, they're both hard-headed. To be polite about it, but one of them was just looking for blood, and it was pretty brilliant.
Was he the Spawn guy or the Captain Planet guy?
It's hard to say. The Spawn guy was the Spawn guy was pretty adamant, and then the Captain Planet guy was just started throwing bows. Anyway, We can do a whole special episode where we read the transcript on that. Maybe we'll do that.
Act it out.
Yeah, like you and I act it out for the next episodes because they're going to be shorter since after this round, it's like pretty quick stuff. But I actually don't want to start with The Simpsons. I want to start at the other end of things. So
let's change gears, yeah.
Yeah, let's start out with Rocco's Modern Life versus Two Stupid Dogs.
What? It's Rocco's Modern Life versus King of the Hill.
Yeah, we're on the second. Next.
Yeah, you're right. Bad. I read that wrong. That was first round. Wow. Look at you two. Who's running this podcast or what? Right. King of the Hill versus Rocco's Modern Life. No brainer in my brain, but definitely could just be a preference thing. And as far as how do we want to do this time?
I think we should do what we do every single time, and Ashley should start.
Okay, so Ashley, your votes have already been counted on my tally, but how would you vote on this one specifically?
So as much as I love Rocco's Modern Life, and I do, it just does not hold a candle to King of the Hill the way that I wish it did. So while they both are very different for me, when you have to put them next to each other, King of the Hill wins.
All right.
Yeah, this is a heartbreaker for me as well. Cause like I watched Rocco's Modern Life like 2 weeks ago, and it's hysterical. It's so funny, but it's no King of the Hill. I'm not gonna say what I voted, but that's just how I feel right now.
Okay. All right. Dan is slowly responding, but he's on delay. Rocco or King of the Hill? Well, let's just look at votes. This is confusing because I'm trying to type and interact with a microphone. My votes went 9-3 for King of the Hill. Again, a lot of people heartbroken they had to choose.
9-3. I had 7-2 King of the Hill.
Yeah. And then Dan had a 1-1. So big reveal on this one. And 17-6. King of the Hill takes out Rocco's Modern Life, which I mean it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, Beetlejuice and Rugrats. Another one that is kind of contentious just because Beetlejuice probably shouldn't have gotten out of the first round by most people's measure, but
well most people should have voted.
That's true, dude. SMB. I kept telling people, everyone's bitching. I'm like, dude, you could have voted. Anyway, I had a landslide, 9-1 Rugrats.
I had 7-2 Rugrats. Yeah,
I don't really
have a strong opinion, as it should be. Okay,
yeah,
I agree with Ashley.
Where'd you vote?
I definitely voted for Rugrats. I am a Rugrats major fan. I still have the orange VHS tape of the Rugrats and a Reptar tattoo. So,
let me ask you a question. I got a question for you, Ashley. How did you feel when, after the movie came out, the animation just switched gears and they drew it all differently and it became more about like their parents and emotions and shit? I didn't like that.
Well, by then I was old enough that I sort of was done. So like the VHS movie was sort of like the end of my Rugrats era. And I was old enough that I moved on to other cartoons. But
wow. Very mature of you.
The critic, right? Like
90. I still haven't seen it. I'll work on that.
Oh, Ashley, you're killing us.
But I mean, I was really young from 90 to 97. So that part really coincided. And then by the time the 90s were over, so was my childhood. So
yeah,
I really like the scene. My favorite scene in Rugrats, real quick, is the kids are playing animal, and like the one kid's the elephant, he's going, and one's a chicken going, bark, bark, bark. And Phil, he's a moose, and he's just going, moose, moose. Classic.
Classic.
Anyways.
Yeah. So Dan's two votes, the two he collected went to Rugrats. But one thing before we move on, Rugrats wins 18-3. Easy win for Rugrats. I thought Beetlejuice was a dope cartoon, but you're not going to topple something that, you know, was original content that then became its own like empire, like Rugrats. Actually, just last night I was at the original Ian's house for his birthday, Killer Kavanaugh, and we were playing some bags or something, and I was like, you know what they need is they're rebooting all these things live action. They need to do a Rugrats reboot where it's Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels as Tommy and Chucky.
I like it.
I thought that was a pretty good idea. All right, this one definitely rattled some cages. Dragon Ball Z versus Magic School Bus. Now, as far as our matches have gone so far, you almost couldn't get two opposite. I mean, you could argue King of the Hill and Rocko, but I think there was some crossover here. But I definitely think that this one shook some cages. I would personally have to vote Magic School Bus. Dragon Ball Z was revolutionary in the sense that it brought anime into the mainstream in the U.S., just, you know, like every household, not just anime fans. But I honestly thought it was weak compared to the original Dragon Ball. I thought it was super boring. The whole half the show is just waiting for Goku to show up, and then the other half is waiting for him to charge up to fight. And it's like, what are we doing here?
We don't got time for this.
Yeah.
See, this was interesting for me because I don't really care for either show. I agree with you about Dragon Ball Z. And I don't want to watch TV for education when I'm a kid. I want to like be in school for 8 hours and go home and get educated more. Please give me some fart jokes. What do you think, Ashley?
I am sad that these two got paired up because I did love them both a lot as a kid for various different reasons. Magic School Bus was definitely like the thing that we would watch. Like, we got so excited when that VCR TV would roll into the, you know, classroom and we got a free day, usually Magic School Bus, that we got to watch. And then as I got a little bit older, DBZ was like the after school, let's go watch DBZ together, like cool thing. But ultimately, Magic School Bus sort of wins for its like notoriety across the board. Like, I feel like Dragon Ball Z was just a little bit more niche for people. Magic School is a wave that nobody escaped.
That's
no, I didn't care about the Magic School Bus. Also, they made the ginger kid like the nervous on dorky kid. That's a ginger person, you know. That's offensive. I'm tied 4-4. My votes.
Ginger kid or but magic or
was it? Wasn't there a kid with red hair on?
It was like it was Chucky in seventh grade from Rugrats, but.
Yeah.
There was also a nervous kid that, like, they were all nervous. This lady shrunk them down to size and then had a fish nut on them. Like, they would all be traumatized. Like, Miss Frizzle.
He was the only one being rational. He was like, you should be scared.
We need to miss
problems.
We need to, me too, Miss Frizzle. Or, like, throw her in there with Epstein's lady.
She did not coddle those kids. She was like, here, go inside a circulatory system and figure out how to get out.
I gotta say, actually, for a split second, I thought you were talking about Epstein's lady.
Ah!
I'm not kidding.
You bring up a good point.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess they reboot it and people are mad because it's not Miss Frizzle. It's like Miss Frizzle's sister who's kind of like hot. Yeah, I don't know. I posted something about it in the group, but I thought it was very topical. Anyway, so you had 4-4, Ian.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about as close as we're going to come to a tie. But Dragon Ball Z falls to the fifth seed, Magic School Bus, 13-8.
Wow.
This next one's probably going to break Ian's heart, and I'm curious to hear his opinion. Pretty obvious for me. I had to go Beavis and Butthead over Eek the Cat. I remember Eek the Cat. But I got to be honest, I probably watched Garfield or Heathcliff more because I guess I like orange cats better.
I understand. Actually, do you know what Eat the Cat is at all?
Yeah, the purple cat.
I don't.
I
looked it up to see if maybe that would spark some memory, and I vaguely kind of maybe have seen it before, but not at any sort of I couldn't tell you any storylines. I don't know.
Sure. So... it's a fantastic show, and I think it's I think Beavis and Butthead is the more obvious pick. I think I may have voted Eek just as like an honor thing, but they both really harnessed alternative angsty music of the early 90s to make it more like palatable for like the Gen Xers that are starting to have kids. Like Beavis and Butthead, it's obvious they watched music videos and made fun of it, but Eek the Cat's background music was always like thrash fast guitar, because the creator of it is a guy named Savage Steve something. He's the guy who directed One Crazy Summer, Better Off Dead. Anyways, I'm happy Eek made it this far, and I wish they would have gone further, but I'm okay with that.
Interesting. Beavis and Butthead destroys Eek the Cat 21-1. That one vote came from Ian's camp, so I'm wondering if Ian maybe just threw that in there knowing that Beavis and Butthead would ultimately win. Oh, man, going to be some good matchups here in a couple rounds if things keep going the way of Mike Judge. That's going to be a hard one for me.
Yeah.
King of the Hill or Beavis and Butthead, but that's a discussion for another day. Okay, I want to save the Gargoyles Captain Planet for the dead center of it. So I'm going to skip up to Ren and Stimpy versus Dr. Katz. I don't have much to say on this. Dr. Katz was great, but Ren and Stimpy was Ren and Stimpy. So in my mind, as a 90s cartoon, I think in a weird way, Dr. Katz is like timeless because I think it would still work now, whereas Ren and Stimpy, you'd just be like, what the hell did they let me watch as a kid?
Yeah.
And the Ren and Stimpy reboot was dope. Say what, Ashley?
I thought that while I was watching it as a kid.
Right?
Should I be watching this?
What the hell is this? Why am I allowed to watch this? I don't think I ever actually was allowed. I just did.
Yeah.
Because you break all the rules, Ashley. That's why we like you.
Yeah.
I think I told you I had the Nick Teen Nick channel that has like retro Nick, and I record Ren and Stimpy. It's still very, very funny. But I agree with what you said. Like Dr. Katz is great, but Ren and Stimpy is Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. I had 11-0 for Dr. Katz. 11-0 for Ren and Stimpy. Dan also had 2-0 for Ren and Stimpy. Ian?
9-2.
Oh. Okay, so I think we know how much this is or where this is going. God, I can't talk today. Bad thing. 22-2.
Wow.
So still the largest margin is 20 votes on this on today. Next up, Disney showdown between Darkwing Duck and Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
All right, guys, I gotta tell you something. It's not gonna be. People are going to be upset, but I just have to tell you. After the last Fobcast, I have Disney Plus because, you know, I'm a big Kurt Russell fan. I put on Darkwing Duck. It's not that good.
Ooh.
It's like it's really just aimed for like little kids. And I remember it was such, you know, accolade. And I tried to rewatch it as a 37-year-old. I'm like, this is kind of dumb. Granted, it was only like 3 episodes. But yeah, I was upset. But the truth hurts, you know.
Okay. Ouch. Okay. Well, that's upsetting. But considering this is technically a bracket for when we were a little kid, I actually have to refer to my bracket because I don't remember which one of these I voted for.
And Rescue Rangers.
I think.
You had to vote for Rescue Rangers at this point.
Do I?
It wasn't a close vote for me. Chippendale. Win.
Really? Why? What was the draw of Rescue Rangers versus Darkwing Duck?
Had like I couldn't like I know Darkwing Duck. I know I watched Darkwing Duck. Like I remember watching it, but I don't remember anything.
There's not one strong female character in Darkwing Duck.
Oh yeah, Gizmo.
Gizmo.
But I remember the
Gizmo's
shit out
the
of
mouse in Rescue Rangers, isn't it? Or
Gadget.
Gadget, my bad. Gizmo Duck is Darkwing Duck, you're right. Mm. Okay, so I did vote for Darkwing Duck, but my constituents 6-4 Rescue Rangers. Dan had 1-1. And Ian had 5-3. So if you're doing math, guess what this means? 10-10.
Oh my god.
Our first tie.
Yes. So I'm going to throw this to Meg Dan.
I didn't put my vote in yet.
Oh, well, let's let him be the tiebreaker since
okay,
we
sure,
have a
sure,
weird
sure.
thing.
So I've known Dan for 30 years, and I think I know what he's going to vote. I think he's going to vote Rescue Rangers because they had an amazing video game.
Ooh. Well, we'll wait with bated breath. We'll have to come back to this. Let's keep things moving. South Park or Space Ghost Coast to Coast? Another. See, I really thought like we're gonna have a lot better matchups in the second round here. Unfortunately, I think we're gonna have to wait till later on to really get some like noodle scratchers or like hard decisions. That being said, pretty obvious how it went for me. I voted for South Park, and South Park won 10-1 on my votes.
Yeah, as great as Space Ghost was, South Park. Yeah, I had 7-2 South Park.
Again, it's a hard decision, but it's not. Like, I loved them both.
Right. Ashley's going to say, I was too young. Me.
What? No, I was not too young. I actually know both of these shows very well.
All right.
I mean, Space Ghost Coast to Coast was just, I always hated it.
Really?
Wow. I hated it when I watched it. I didn't like the, like, TV show host, like, style of it. And I thought it was mean. Like, I thought the show was mean, so it's South Park by far.
Because they're angels; they're real nice on South Park.
Oh yeah,
they're mean to everybody though.
It's not Space Ghost was mean and not funny. South Park is mean and funny.
Fair enough.
All right, South Park takes it 19-3, which is interesting to think that they did not win by a bigger margin than Ren and Stimpy versus Dr. Katz or Beavis and Butthead than Eek the Cat. So those three Space Ghost fans, I mean, I guess 30 years of programming doesn't get you very far. Okay, Dan's giving us long-winded answers.
Of course he is.
All right, so he says, I want to say Darkwing Duck, but Rescue Rangers had so much more going for it. So, what is it, Dan? You're holding up the podcast. Next up's Gargoyles versus Captain Planet, and I've been waiting weeks for those results.
Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Oh, yeah, why don't you two talk about that matchup while we wait for Dan?
Well, this was hard for me because I love Gargoyles, but my idol, Whoopi Goldberg, is in Captain Planet. So, I voted Gargoyles because I think it's a better show. And I think if I ever meet Whoopi, I'll have to tell her I did that and just hope that she forgives me.
I mean, I am a Captain Planet diehard. So I like briefly saw like the comments that Bobby was talking about with his friends battling each other. Thought about like jumping in there, but it was, I did not want to get, I decided I did not want any of that, so I stayed out of it. But if I had have gotten into there, I would have defended Captain Planet as well. But Gargoyles was a solid show. I'm not going to lie. I just, between the two, if I had to pick, it would be Captain Planet.
All right.
I respect your choice.
Okay, so I actually don't know the results because I adopted the blackout on the spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. Mine went 2-8. In favor of Captain Planet.
Holy shit.
Dan's went 0-2 in favor of Captain Planet.
What?
Wow.
Ian, 7-4 in favor of Gargoyles.
Mm-hmm.
Which means...
Captain Planet takes it. What's the score?
I'm revealing 14-9 for Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
This shows... This proves that just democracy doesn't work.
Yeah, pretty much. Or it works really well for when you have a 2-seed that didn't deserve to be seeded that high.
Ridiculous.
You guys, Ashley, they seeded South Park behind Gargoyles.
What?
What do you mean they? They. You were part of this too.
Yeah. I was the one that got voted out when I was like, Gargoyles shouldn't be a 2-seed. And guess what? Captain Planet... By our powers combined, Gargoyles is eliminated. If they hadn't been a 2-seed, they would have gone a lot further.
Well.
How is Captain Planet 7 and Gargoyles 2? Anyway, it doesn't
matter.
Captain
Planet was lame. Even when I was a kid, I thought it was lame. Wasn't it cool?
Corny, but hey, he took pollution down to zero, and then...
Did he?
It got canceled, it went back up. That's obviously what happened. All right, now I don't really give a shit about the rest of this because I feel great about my brackets. Anyway, where to go? Let's DuckTales versus Tiny Toons. Another 2 versus 7 seed. I definitely voted for DuckTales because Tiny Toons, I think I might have just been a little too old, even though it was dope. They had the character Foulmouth, who was swearing the whole time.
Tiny Toons?
Yeah, it was like Foghorn Leghorn, but he was like...
Oh. Really? I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, but it was just like bleeps, right? Like the whole joke was you never understood what he said because it was all swearing, and they just bleeped it. And I would pay to get the uncensored version of that. So my vote went to DuckTales, and I have 8-1 for DuckTales versus Tiny Toons, with DuckTales winning.
Like, I personally think Tiny Toons is a better show, but I have 6-4 DuckTales.
Okay. Dan went 2-0 for DuckTales. So let's see if we need our votes as a tiebreaker, because that's how we should have been doing this whole time.
No.
Yeah, 16-5. DuckTales takes it. It's classic, man. It was like, was that the first modernization of Disney characters, or was that alongside Rescue Rangers too?
I don't know. They were around the same time.
Yeah, they were.
But wasn't there something in the 80s? I remember a picture of Mickey Mouse wearing like shoulder pads and jeans. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Oh, yeah, but they'd make like clothing and adaptations of Mickey Mouse. But as far as like a full-on spinoff where it's like... I mean, DuckTales, except for Donald Duck.
The thing was already... Well, and the boys, the nephews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but weren't they a construct of DuckTales alone, though?
No. They were in the old Disney cartoon.
Oh, okay, never mind. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, DuckTales takes the cake, 16-5. Pretty easy one there. I was personally surprised with the results of this one that I saw. Oh, never mind. I'm lying. X-Men versus Duckman.
I mean, I think Duckman, if I had to pick which one I wanted to watch right now, I'd pick Duckman. But I think X-Men is a more important show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know where I was thinking that this one was close. I got 11-0 for X-Men. Dan got a 1-1, and looks like Ian had a 7-4 for X-Men. So, oh no, Duckman can't breathe. 19-5. So, again, a bunch of blowouts with a few close ones thus far. Here's a interesting mismatch up. We got Daria versus Bobby's World. Oh, bye.
I'm coming right back. I storm away.
He's like, I can't even be here for this.
I mean, I was surprised with the results that I got. I thought there would be some people fighting for Bobby, but no.
It's because Daria is too iconic.
I think so.
I think there might be a blind spot for Daria in some people's cartoon repertoire or whatever. I thought that, like, although everyone that watched it thought it was great. I mean, I even remember watching it with my mom, and she was like, this is pretty great. Oh, was that you, Ashley, that wrote a heart Trent on their bracket, or was that somebody else?
No, but I could have.
Yeah, I think it might have been, it was like someone that hasn't really been active.
I dated a girl in high school who talked just like Daria's sister, Quinn. It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
Talk like this?
Talk like this? It's almost like a white dude doing a bad ethnic accent
arbitrary European accent.
Yeah.
So Daria wins, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sorry. Dan is complaining because I'm not bringing up the stuff that he do or that he's bringing. And I'm like, dude, it was like 2 minutes ago. Yeah, Daria 6-4 for me. 1-1 for Dan, and a 10-1 for you. So, pretty obvious that Daria takes the cake, and Bobby's World is shattered 17-6. Next up.
So wait, should we step back and get the vote for Rescue Rangers or Darkwing Duck?
Oh, right. We did get that. Dan voted Rescue Rangers. So, yes. Rescue Rangers moves on.
My man.
Yeah. Good call. I thought it could have gone either way. This is fun that we get to talk shit and he doesn't hear it for 2 minutes and then he like
gets really mad.
Posts something. Anyway, moving on. Celebrity Deathmatch versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I love Celebrity Deathmatch. I absolutely love Ninja Turtles, but if I had to guess who very well could win the whole thing, it's Ninja Turtles, so my vote goes thusly.
I noticed a trend here. Actually, go ahead.
They're just not in the same league.
I'm tracking something here. I'm seeing a lot of, there's been a few of these matchups where, like, it's a show that's really artistic and creative and like, unique. There's nothing else like it next to a really iconic 90s show. Like, Duckman versus X-Men. I think more creativity went to Duckman, but was it a great 90s show? No. And I think same thing here. Celebrity Deathmatch, no one's ever seen anything like that before, but everyone liked the Turtles. You know, everyone did. Another example, well, Space Ghost and South Park. I know you got your issues with Space Ghost, but that was a very unique show, but it's not South Park. You know what I mean? So it's kind of sad that we're knocking out all, like, the more visionary shows, but, you know, democracy doesn't work. I'll say it again.
Yeah, it really doesn't. We should definitely be a dictatorship, and Gargoyles mm-hmm. should have won, right? It's not my fault you busted your bracket on a false 2-seed. Anyway, I got 9-3 in favor of Ninja Turtles. I got a 2-0 for Dan's votes, and then a miraculous 89-2 on Ian's, which I believe is incorrect.
Nope.
No, you got 87 votes more than you did for the rest of the thing.
People like the Turtles. What did I say? Everybody liked the Turtles.
That's a good point.
I just said that.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles wins 100-5, which is by far the biggest vote. I'm going to go ahead and presume that's supposed to be a 9.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can give them another 3 votes if you want to add ours to it. But next up, actually, let's save this. Let's go with Animaniacs versus The Critic. I think I'm going to be really sad about this. I personally believe I had The Critic going kind of far. Oh no, I voted Animaniacs. Never mind. I can't keep track of who did what. It's far too much. But anyway, in my votes, although The Critic, another great underrated show, I actually had 13-10 Critic versus Animaniacs with the Animaniacs on top. So I'm happy that The Critic got that much love, even though I personally couldn't vote for them. Dan had another 2-0 in favor of Animaniacs. Ian?
Let me see. Sorry. This is going to be sad. This is going to be close. 6-5 Critic. But that's not including my vote.
Right.
If that matters.
So, I was reading the total, not my own votes there. My fault.
High, but
Animaniacs won the whole thing 13-10. So if all 4 of us vote for The Critic right now.
I mean, I did have The Critic winning. But the Animaniacs was great. Like, I'm not really upset about this, but you know, what can you do?
But Ashley, you haven't watched The Critic, so it's gotta go to Animaniacs for you, right?
Yes. And it's on my list now because I actually went floating last week, and while we were floating, unbeknownst to me, a Critic conversation came up on the raft, and I was like, well, if these random people, well, they weren't random, but if these people were talking about The Critic randomly, then apparently it still holds enough thought in the world that I should probably watch it.
Yeah, if you were,
it's John Lovett's second best performance, first being the guy from In a League of Their Own.
So interestingly enough, if Dan votes The Critic, then we have a tie. So
let's go back to that.
Yeah, let's put a pin in that, because I will definitely cheat to make sure The Critic goes on. Okay.
That's not fair. The rest of our brackets are fine.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But, I mean, Ian could win it if he has The Critic going all the way, and this becomes the Descendants, and not because it doesn't belong on here, but because it's a surprise hit. All right, let's do Doug versus the Tick.
See, I think that, you know what? Tick was a visionary show. It was great. But everyone loved Doug. It's just, it's another one of those matchups. I think The Tick is a better made show.
Yeah.
But everyone loved Doug.
Well, this is part of the thing. I'll just say his name. It doesn't really matter. Taylor and my other friend Jerry are the two that got into it. And Taylor actually submitted two brackets, which was what he would choose and what he thinks, and I'm quoting, all the stupid people would choose. Mm-hmm. So I think...
He sounds like a real fun guy at parties.
Yeah, well, he's fun if he's not antagonizing you. On his, you know, shows like Spawn and The Tick and stuff like that went very far. But, yeah, you can't deny Doug. It's just an unfortunate matchup. I mean, if we had edgy 90s cartoons and shit versus, like, kids cartoons, but this is all part of the process, right? It's a big pain in the ass. Doug, 9-1 on my votes, 2-0 on Dan's, and looks like 10-2 on Ian's. So, 21-3 for Doug. Dan says Animaniacs.
He always has to be a contrarian. He always has to go against the thing.
I don't know how much of what we just discussed that he saw before he decided that, though. He is on delay. Okay, so Animaniacs then gets boosted up. I'll put his vote in his stuff. He said he wanted to say the critic just to force the tiebreaker. Dan, you coulda.
Yeah, you had that option this whole time.
We could have put it back out into the public specifically for that. Although I don't think it would have ended well if we got any more votes. So Animaniacs 14-12 over the critic. Doug,
14-12. That's devastating. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's devastating, but at the same time, I mean, it's kind of dope. It made it that far considering Ashley has never even seen it.
Hey, Ashley. If me, Bobby, and Dan were the Animaniacs, think I'd be Dot?
Definitely.
Yes. Nailed it. You're Yakko, Bobby. Sorry.
Wait. It's Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the cute one.
I wish I was the one with the cool backwards hat, but you're right. I'm kind of like the de facto leader of this podcast just because I have the computer, though. I mean.
Just like Yakko.
Yeah, exactly. Just because I don't wear a shirt and I have really high-waisted pants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we want to do Simpsons versus Pinky and the Brain or Batman versus All Real Monsters?
I mean, we have to do them both.
Right, but which one first?
Batman. I mean, Batman. Let's do Batman.
Batman versus All Real Monsters. Okay, so in my personal bracket, I had Batman winning this matchup, and I predicted this matchup, so woo, good for my bracket. So it happens when you get 27 out of 32 possible matchups, and my constituency voted 15-9 in favor of Batman.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna see a lot of this.
Ashley, who'd you vote for?
So I voted for myself, not necessarily what I thought everybody else would vote for. So I voted for All Real Monsters just because it I don't actually remember. I remember Batman being a thing as a cartoon, but I don't think I watched it. I think I watched the movies with like Arnold Schwarzenegger as, you know,
the masterpiece of the series.
But I didn't watch the TV show.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't need to give us excuses. You can vote for All Real Monsters all you want.
And actually, I bury the lead on who won this. My votes were 6-6, which was that was the biggest surprise. Wow. And Ashley's included in that. Dan also a tie at 1-1, but since I buried the lead, 8-2 for Batman the Animated Series, coming for our man in Gotham City of all places. See what I did there? Because he's in New York. All right. Yeah. So Batman moves on. Two-Face Animaniacs, I believe. 15-9. The Battle of the Warner Shows.
It's going to be a close one.
Yeah.
And it's like, now that All Real Monsters is gone, I just want to say, I have a friend, Grant, who lives in Orlando, who is just like the Grumble. Like, he's a teacher. He's loud. He always, like, his pitch is always going crazy, and he cross-dresses.
Is that This guy?
No, the Grumble's the teacher, the guy who taught the class.
I don't
That's
remember
Crumb.
The show.
You're doing Crumb.
Crumb!
Actually, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Christ on the fucking cross, Bobby.
It's like, he needs to Google
is
it.
Is Grumble the weird... What the fuck is the Grumble?
He was the teacher of the class who talked like this and had, like, war high
heels. Not the hair that went like this?
Oh, like the weird cross-dressing Vincent Price.
And the red nose and the red lips.
Yeah.
I think and I'm like mixing... Who's the chick?
Oblina.
Oblina.
She's one to look like a candy cane.
Yeah.
Have you seen Abro Monsters, Bobby?
Not in a long time. Oh, Grumble. Okay. Gotcha. Anyway, back on track here with our final matchup. The heartbreaking Simpsons versus Pinky and the Brain. I mean, I got 11-0 for Simpsons.
I will say, I mean, I cry a lot. I cry in movies and TV shows, and I'm notorious for it. I don't think I've ever cried in The Simpsons, but I have cried in Pinky and the Brain. It's very in the Christmas special where Brain gets all mad at Pinky. He says, like, get the fuck out of here. I don't ever want to see you again. And then he finds the gift that Pinky left for him, and it was a keychain of the world. And he wrote this letter saying, like, dear Santa, don't give me anything, but make sure Brain gets the world. It's the only thing he wants. It's the only thing that'll make him happy. And then Brain starts choking up. He's about to take over the world. He's about to achieve his goal, but he stops to go hang on, Pinky.
Jesus Christ. I'm getting choked up just listening to that.
Yeah. Ashley, you remember that?
I don't think I ever saw that episode, actually, which is sad.
It happened. It fucking happened.
Pinky in the Brain.
I'll post it on the Facebooks.
Okay.
Jesus, I don't know if I want to see that.
It's touching. It's so sad.
Sometimes you got to get emotional. It's
yeah.
No, have you ever seen Princess and the Frog? I'm inconsolable. Oh, I'm inconsolable. God. When that firefly, oh my God. Oh my God. I needed to take off work.
It's a rough one. It's
Man, fuck you, Disney. You make me feel feelings.
We can't talk about this. I'll start crying. Anyways, Bobby, who won?
I have so many questions. 11-0 for Simpsons for my votes. Pinky and the Brain actually got 1-1 with Dan's votes, but 10-2 for Ian's votes, bringing it the grand total to 22-3 for the Simpsons. And I think we all saw that one coming. So
should we take a minute to read everything Dan has said?
He's just agreeing with you about something.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. It's confusing because when he just says something, I have no idea what he's referring to specifically. Some mashups to look forward to next round. We have Doug versus The Simpsons, Animaniacs versus Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Dario. That's probably going to be a hard decision for me. I mean, I know what I picked on my bracket, but like.
It's going to be a hard one for you, Bobby.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm concentrating on what Dan's trying to tell me right here, which I'll get to in a second. X-Men versus DuckTales. Another toss-up. Before we go to the other side, Dan says the worst part of Princess and the Frog is Randy Newman's music. Well.
Whoa. I mean, Randy Newman, I like that song I Love L.A., but he's not that good. I once spent like a day listening to Randy Newman, and it took me like 4 hours to realize, like, what am I doing? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he did write one of the most iconic cartoon songs of all time. You Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. Other side of the bracket, Ren and Stimpy versus Rescue Rangers, thanks to a tying vote from Meg. South Park versus Captain Planet. Not Gargoyles. Suck it. Beavis and Butthead versus the Magic School Bus. I think unless people get real honest with their inner child, I think Beavis and Butthead is gonna smash the Magic School Bus. But realistically, I think people probably watch more Magic School Bus. And then Rugrats versus King of the Hill. So I think we're finally getting to the point of some serious matchups. And
who are your friends, Tyler and Jerry?
Yeah,
they're gonna have some opinions on this.
presuming they're still paying attention. But at this point, they both lost because, I mean, they're about to lose because I think they'll both choose South Park over Captain Planet any day of the week. All right, tight. Well, we can discuss logistics later. Ashley, thanks for coming by. Aunt Viv, yeah. Always a pleasure. And commit
I got
out.
You,
watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
You know what song I've been really into? I mean, like, at least once a day, listen to it for, like, weeks now is Higher Love by Steve Winwood. I think it's the perfect song.
You hear the woohoo?
Sorry, I was talking about Steve Winwood. I'll listen.
Yeah? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy as she started singing about ducks. Or they.
True. Well, she did talk about money falling from the sky, and that's very Scrooge McDuck.
There you go.
All right, you boys ready to do this?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure.
I'm in my new workstation. I turned my walk-in closet into an office because I now have a job.
Yeah, I have a job too.
You should do something about your background.
They like it because everyone's like at their at like a counter or something. I'm the only one that spices things up.
What was that O for, Ian?
Yep. I realized so like every week I forget how to share the stream, the live stream.
Oh yeah.
And I think I just remembered how to do it.
That's all right.
Again.
It's pretty clear to me no one's watching. But that's fine. Yeah. It's the middle of the day. We got one random viewer, but probably
I think it's actually me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hey, I was watching last week.
Yes, you were. And we tried to make you a part of the process, although the delay and just balancing everything. I'm loving this hotel art.
You're Dan, reading your comments after the fact out of context.
Oh yeah, good art. Yeah, I wanted to I'm seeing if I can pull it up really quick. I wanted to do a recap.
I'd love to.
Of what I said.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if I can find the thread.
I would personally like to talk about Gargoyle Gate here. So after you championed Gargoyles, made it an unjustified second seed, you didn't even put them winning in your bracket, nor did you vote for them, which very well might have buried them. Ian, I know you two have been friends a long time, but I think you must have something to say about this.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Dan's been making bad decisions for years. You know?
I mean, the best example is the two of us.
How is it a bad decision when I called it right?
Yeah, but I mean,
I called it right.
You're a lot. Yeah, you. But did you? But you made the bracket. But you. But is your bracket the same as your vote?
No, I voted for Gargoyles.
To be fair, I'll take some blame here. I corrupted the system by putting a point system in place. And one of the main reasons why I'm bringing this up is the only time in both of these brackets that someone has gotten every pick right for all the points possible was Dan in round two by not choosing Gargoyles. The show that he championed.
Nailed it.
And just to give you guys another perspective, if you're just tuning in, Gargoyles beat out the likes of little show called South Park, little show called King of the Hill for a second seat. And I just have to bring up the blasphemy. I'm sorry. This really upset me.
Here's what I got to say.
You're playing to win.
There's a difference. There's a difference between my personal vote and filling out a bracket with how I think the process is going to go. Now, I did not think that people were going to vote for for Gargoyles over Captain Planet because Captain Planet has a catchier theme song and a catchier character set, and people are stupid. I think you noticed last week, most of the artistic shows all got voted off.
Yep. I will say this. You are talking about our very close group of friends. Like, everybody, like, this isn't randos that are voting.
I know. No, also, speaking of Magic School Bus, I don't know if you guys heard, the creator of Magic School Bus died. Wait, were we talking about that? We're talking about Captain Planet. Sorry.
No, we're talking about Gargoyle Gate.
Gargoyles. Did you guys hear about the Magic School Bus? If they had lost by one vote, then I'd be upset. But it's not like his vote would have mattered. You want to know why people voted for Captain Planet? Here's why. It's because Dan's right. They had a much catchier theme song. And because that Funny or Die thing came out a few years ago. With no one would, because Captain Planet was fucking lame. Even as a kid, I was like, this is pretty lame.
There goes
but
Dan.
But that's why.
Well, I think we finally did it. There goes Meg. Oh, there he is.
He stormed off.
Yeah. Nice little race.
You guys missed
there.
You missed my insult.
Was it leaving? That
I No, I said I have very stupid friends. Just look at that shirt that Ian's wearing.
That's a new shirt. It's a brand new shirt.
Why would you pay for
I'm sure you're very
a Mets shirt.
It's so I can go to work and look professional, but still let people know I really like punishing myself by being a Mets fan.
Like a true New Yorker should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, my two cents is like our brackets were supposed to.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Represent your tastes. And like, you know, with my very outspoken friend Taylor, he filled out two brackets, one of which being his spite picks and his preference picks. And I guess there's an element of picking who you think's going to win, but. Omar says, hey, Dan, I have the same painting in my room. inside jokes. What up, Omar? That's hilarious. But anyway, yeah, I don't really give a shit. We did corrupt the system by making points. We did corrupt the system by putting up a mystery prize. So power to you, Dan. That amount of bullshit puts you ahead of everybody at a strong 57.
Across the board? Like, Dan is winning out of everybody?
Oh, by 1 point right now.
Yeah.
And he won round two.
So I got knocked off for a second again. But I'm going to just say, when you do the NCAA bracket, you do not pick the team that you want to win. You pick the team you think will win. And that is how you play the game.
I think you got corrupted by the prize and the points.
I think it was the great Jeffrey Lebowski that said, you're not wrong, you're just an asshole.
Oh, I know I'm an asshole. That I know. I just don't think that the point of the system actually got through to everyone equally.
Mm-hmm.
System, man. Anyway,
Mark, she doesn't work.
No, it does not. Obviously, because Living End should have gotten to the Final Four, the last one, and Lagwagon should have gotten.
But we all know, and we all know the Descendants should have taken it all.
Mm-hmm. Why wasn't Beyonce on that list?
Why wasn't it RuPaul? They were in a punk band.
They.
It's a valid point.
Yeah. What? Anywho. Shall we move along with this? Or?
Yes. I had some shocking and alarming votes coming in, so I'm very curious what's going to happen today.
All right. That's exciting. Who wants to kick this off? Aunt Viv or Dan? Let's start with Dan because I think you had the fewest votes. Oh, you got some participation. That's good. All right.
Yeah, I got five this week.
Wow. These are all.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah, that's confusing. Well, okay. Judging by what I saw. Let's start with Simpsons and Doug's because I don't think there's going to be any surprises there.
Well,
no, I didn't see any surprises. I'm not surprised with the votes I got, and I just feel that although Doug is a fantastic show, we all know the Dinks being an acronym for double income is great. Yeah, double income, no children, or no kids. Yeah. Although that show is fantastic, The Simpsons is the greatest show probably of, you know, it was our one of ones. So I'm not surprised I got four votes to one. And in my opinion, it's The Simpsons.
So I was thinking about this. I'm talking to Michelle about it, where yes, The Simpsons is one of the best shows ever. And it's kind of like what I was saying about Bad Religion. We were doing that one where it's like, in my mind, Bad Religion isn't a 90s punk band. They're just like a seminal punk band. You know, like they transcend the time. And I think The Simpsons is that as well. But they're not, they're in the 90s, but they're just like a show. That being said.
But their golden years were the 90s.
Of course. Yeah. That's true. But I think where the people are starting to realize that as well, because my votes were, I had 11 votes this week, 5 for The Simpsons, 6 for Doug.
Whoa.
Wow.
Holy shit. Okay. I had 8-0 Simpsons. So let's go ahead and pork this pig. Simpsons 17-7. Okay. I thought, whew, for a hot second there, I was scared.
All of mine are very close, so it's.
But I think that might tell us. But that tells me what we were afraid of, that The Simpsons being a clear runaway might not happen.
Yeah, I mean, next up, we have Animaniacs and Batman playing for who very well might take down The Simpsons, maybe? Yes, no, probably not. I had 2-6 in favor of Batman. Not much to say
good.
There. Yeah, it was the better show. Animaniacs might have had more of a influence on people as a child, but I believe I also picked that in my bracket as well to go this far. So, yay for Batman. That is my personal vote if it comes
I will say that I'm terrified right now because this could bust my bracket. My friends apparently think Animaniacs was the better show, 4-1. Animaniacs was fantastic. It was sort of a rebranding of the genre, kind of like that style of cartoons with like very shorts and all that stuff. But it was a little bit more. It was a modernizing of the genre. Mm-hmm. But I still think Batman was the better show.
Bobby, what were your votes count again?
Don't count them. Just tell me your thoughts. Okay. Let's just go for the big reveal at the end here.
I thought this was going to be a blowout. I thought Batman was just going to easily walk into the next round. But I got weird friends. I got 5 votes for Animaniacs, 6 votes for Batman. So Batman only won my guys by 1.
Ooh.
On my votes, not in there.
I think we got saved here.
All right.
By 1 vote?
Mine's not in there either, but.
Yeah. Well, grand total, guys. Are you ready?
Mm.
Animaniacs, 11. Batman, 13.
Oof.
Brackets
so
not
close.
Busted.
Yes.
Although I need Dan to start losing some Oof. Points. Meg. All right.
With also to point that the 3 of us would have gone Batman, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But
if it was a tie. If it was a tie.
We're trying to make it interesting here. All right, let's go random here. South Park versus Captain Planet. Yeah. Overwhelming support for South Park. 6-0. People didn't even vote on this because I think people were like mad about Captain Planet. I don't get how Captain Planet is such a controversial thing. It's like debating science.
Because he failed.
Just wear a fucking mask.
He failed his mission. He failed his mission.
He taught us about shit that we.
He only came to the show in the last, like, he was in like the last 2 minutes of every episode.
That's
also
true.
Throw that out there.
Yeah, because the character, it's like Superman, right? It's not that interesting of a character, and they just show up and save the day. It's fucking Goku and Dragon Ball Z.
He's Superman meets Voltron.
Yeah. No, but like on the span of it, South Park takes it. Although I will say, realistically, I probably didn't even watch South Park in the 90s, which is a weird thing to think about. So
I think I only really did.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I think that your problem with The Simpsons just being this perennial like winner or whatever is actually going to happen with South Park. Because I think, to some degree, although South Park was groundbreaking, again, technically a latecomer to the 90s, and technically didn't really, like, you asked me about South Park, I'm quoting stuff from, like, the 2010s, not the stuff from the early 2000s and 90s. Anyway, sorry.
I will say that, personally, I think I only watched South Park in the 90s. I've never been the hugest South Park fan, even though I like Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I just never got really deep into it. But I personally would put South Park over Captain Planet. It was more groundbreaking. It was more dirty. It was just more interesting.
Dan, did you see Orgasmo was on Netflix?
I did not, but I did see Orgasmo in the theaters. At the Hermosa 6. Captain Planet, though, is our lowest remaining seed, so it wouldn't be horrible to see it continue on.
Oh, okay. Probably, like, you know, a 2 seed. Probably.
I don't think it will.
All right. So, Ian, your thoughts on Captain Planet versus South Park?
I think Gargoyles versus South Park would have been a contender. But Captain Planet's fucking lame, and South Park's better. So they're going to win 7-4.
This was my closest votes of 3-2.
Crazy. 16-6, South Park takes it and advances to the round of 8. Are we at 8 or are we at 4? Whatever. Round 4. All right. And just, you know, all this talk about gargoyles, I just want to point out that, like, you know, they did not have a good showing at all last week. They got their asses. Actually, that's all right. 9-14, I guess. Whatever. I just saying. Shouldn't have been a 2 seed. All right. I don't know. Someone else pick one.
Well, you should have spoke up louder during the seeding. You didn't even.
He was pretty vocal.
I edited.
No. He spoke
was
up.
A 15-minute conversation about how gargoyles shouldn't be that high.
No. Not on the final seeding day. On the final seeding day, you were just like, okay.
I knew I wasn't going to. It was a 2-1 vote. That's literally how we made it. Anyway, someone pick
but
a matchup.
Let's just go with what will be South Park's matchup, which
is
Ren and Stimpy versus Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, I actually overwhelmingly ended up with Ren and Stimpy. But I was surprised there was some love for Rescue Rangers. I'll just leave it at that. I won't give numbers because let's focus on the big reveal. Let's just be vague.
So
Go ahead, Ian.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Ian goes. Ian's going. Aunt Viv is going. I think that Ren and Stimpy is one of the very few shows on this list that I think has potential to beat The Simpsons because it's so 90s and it was so great and so popular and it was so quick. It was like here, made a big splash, and left.
It did have a comeback season, which was terrible.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
I'm here. Okay.
Yeah,
it did have a comeback season, which was terrible. Rescue Rangers, although it was a really cool show, there was nothing truly special about it. It was just kind of like let's just like put one in a Hawaiian shirt and one in a leather jacket. Magnum PI, Indiana Jones, send it. Ren and Stimpy, though, again, it was the 90s, so it gets my personal vote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that what you put on your bracket, or did you betray? Your... No, just kidding. All right.
Oh, I'm sure I put it on my bracket.
I will mention this.
If I went with just what's on my bracket, certain shows wouldn't even be votable anymore.
Yeah, I think you're missing the mark in the anyway. Ren and Stimpy wins 18-6. So there's that. Next up for next week, Ren and Stimpy versus South Park, which I think will be amongst the hardest decisions for our friends to go. All right, let's do Beavis and Butthead versus Magic School Bus. I think that this one speaks for itself. I thought so too. I think it's sounding like most of my voters are going with their instinct on what they think is cooler now. But I think that Ian's constituents put a little more thought into it and were more realistic. Now, again, if you're talking about what I watched more of as a child in the 90s, it was probably... Beavis and Butthead. But
so,
no, be vague. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm curious because I think that we agree, but on two separate things. Like I thought you were going to go another way. Like I thought this was going to be a blowout with Beavis and Butthead, and it's not.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Just let's. Okay. New format. we, without giving numbers, express what our voters said and then reveal the numbers and our numbers after. So, Dan.
Well, so I was just going to say, I expected a blowout for Beavis and Butthead. I did not get a blowout. But what I think is more important than talking about the numbers or anything of that sort, Joanna Cole, author of The Magic School Bus, died at 75. So,
oh, man.
Just got to say, rest in peace. Thank you for bringing us Miss Frizzle.
I broke that news earlier accidentally. I said it first. I did say it first. Just saying.
Yes.
What?
All right. RIP to the actual Miss Frizzle and RIP to Magic School Bus. Beavis and Butthead, thanks to my 8-0 vote.
8-0?
Wins at a landslide 17-7. Although, had it not been for those votes, hypothetically, could have made it if all three of us chose Magic School Bus, which I wouldn't have.
I would not have.
So, wait, you broke that news when my computer went down?
I think
we were talking about Captain Planet, and I said, "Oh, did you guys hear about the Magic School Bus?" I thought you were being a dick to me. Like, I thought you were trying to be funny, which would have been funny. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't hear you.
Okay, you're still a dick. Anyways.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okie dokie.
So, my internet is terrible.
So my numbers for those actually. So I had Beavis and Butthead 5, Magic School Bus 6.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I had a 3-2 Beavis and Butthead.
Well, my friends are jerks.
Can we do my friends are jerks? Like that one's gonna. That's a quick one that'll be out of the way. Also.
Yeah. I mean, that's who Beavis and Butthead's gonna be up against. Dan, what can you say without giving us numbers?
For my people, it's another split decision. I also have I think I'm pulling from a slightly younger group of people. So that kind of, I think, would influence that.
Like younger than you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
like
curious.
Early 30s, instead of late 30s.
I suppose. I mean, I guess I'm only like a year younger than you guys, but that seemed to have made all the difference in some of these arguments. All right, Ian.
I mean, it's pretty close, but I think Rugrats was on for so long and everyone liked it. And I think King of the Hill was a better show and got wrongly canceled. I think King of the Hill is great, but let's see, you know,
what was your split decision? Runaway Train? What did
it's very close.
Okay. Well, bad news, guys. I had another blowout, 7-0, which makes this total 16-7 in favor of King of the Hill.
Are your friends just like talking beforehand?
Huh?
I had such an interesting. I have such interesting votes, and you're ruining it for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it more interesting by not being like this was a blowout, and all my friends just remember what they like now, not what they liked when they were kids.
Friends like that. Who needs friends? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you really want to make it interesting, let's look at my bracket then, see what I actually would have gone with. I went with Rugrats, which pisses me off because if I hadn't, I very well at this point could have had a perfect 8. Ah, fuck you, Tommy. All right, moving on. Let's go X-Men and DuckTales, 3-2 seed. I had it's another blowout, but I won't tell you in which way. All mine were blowouts. Well, I thought this was going to be really boring. I'm sorry.
So my first few were sort of blowouts, then a bunch of split decisions. But when you only have 5 votes, that's not that dramatic. I was a little surprised, though, with the direction my friends went. And I think it just is more about nostalgia as opposed to what they actually what I like, I guess, is a way to word it. This vagueness is hard to talk about.
Just blow out or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Ian?
My last two, so the last one, King of the Hill, Rugrats, X-Men, DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Daria, all had the exact same voter ratio.
So they're all
very
close. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should have just used Ian's votes to make things interesting because, like, when I was looking at this, I was like, dude, this episode's going to be, like, weak because it's all blowouts, but Surprisingly, I mean, everything's gone in my way except for Rugrats King of the Hill.
Well, then let's not talk about the votes and talk about the shows.
All right. The X-Men matchups themselves. DuckTales, I would say, like, X-Men was dope, but DuckTales was more influential to me, I guess. I don't
influential?
Know. Dude, I was a Disney kid, man. So, like, I was all up in Disney shit. I liked X-Men. I thought it was dope. But for one thing, I'm pretty sure DuckTales was on, like, every day, and X-Men was only on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So I think that's what it comes down to more is the Saturday cartoon versus the daily cartoon.
The Disney afternoon,
more
yeah.
Whereas X-Men
and Rescue Ranger toys came in Happy Meals and X-Men shit, you know?
X-Men did have amazing toys. I think that, again, this is me being wishful thinking, is that even though X-Men was like a Saturday morning cartoon, there was a breadth of artfulness. They were trying to be, you know, creative and artistic. Where DuckTales, as my mad respect, I was reading an article about Darkwing Duck where they literally, it was supposed to be show A. They lost the licensing and they had to whip together Darkwing Duck, and they did it in a week because all their shows are very cookie cutter. Like, it's all just the same type of gags, the same type of drawing, blah, blah, blah. Again, I'm not knocking it, but X-Men, you know, it just, because we had no idea we were watching. Like, when Wolverine was crying in his bed, pointing at the picture, like, at the 8-year-old me was like, this is so deep and I understand it, but I don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's a great meme, by the way.
Yeah.
They would have won the meme game.
Whereas, you know, like I think Ian just said, the DuckTales is just sort of like, and let's just throw another show out there that does the exact same gag, the exact same storyline week after week after week. Whereas X-Men, like, they actually had a...
But DuckTales was the OG, like, Disney spinoff, man. It was the first one. So you can't just be like, let's throw another one out there, because it set the gold standard for other knockoffs.
Yeah.
The same.
I mean, it came out the same year as Tailspin, and it came after Gummy Bears. I mean, more of the format, the weekly format was just like another episode. And like, there was nothing unique each episode, whereas X-Men was a season's long story arc.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Dan. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an actual show because it had great source material versus a factory farmed like Disney cartoon. I get that, but DuckTales was like the first one. And actually, DuckTales came out in the 80s, and that was before Tailspin. We've been over this.
DuckTales and Tailspin was 89.
DuckTales was 87. DuckTales got grandfathered in because it, like, remained.
Then they were both 80.
It doesn't matter. We talked about this already. Tailspin was definitely after DuckTales.
Tailspin was Disney Afternoon. You're confusing that with Chippendale or something. Anyway. Survey says...
I am confusing Tailspin and Rescue Rangers.
15-9-4. X-Men.
Oof. Good.
So
you
again,
scared me there, Bobby.
Yeah, I know. That's the only way I can build drama.
I apologize for mistaking Tailspin and Rescue Rangers, but it still goes to the point that DuckTales and Rescue Rangers were the exact same show in that it was the same year and just kind of a repeat story after story.
Yeah.
There was a cult episode. Remember the cult episode of Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers? It was based on Soda Pop, and they had like Monterey Jack was indoctrinated into a cult and they had to rescue him. This happened. This is a thing.
Slightly.
Yeah. See, that's deep.
They had that going for them. And again, the video game is amazing for Rescue Rangers, but they're out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I just saying, don't like throw DuckTales in that category, because the only thing it spun off was Donald Duck, but it was all new characters and then with a loose connection to Donald Duck. And actually, the DuckTales video game was fucking good, too.
There was
Huey, Dewey, and Louie were not original characters.
No, they weren't. Yeah, you're right, but I'm saying, like, I don't know, man.
We know what you're saying.
I don't think you do. I don't think it matters. All right, last up, the number one seed Ninja Turtles versus the number four seed Daria. Another blowout for me, boys.
All right, great. I wonder who they voted for.
I mean, judging by what we've seen, it should be Daria, but is it? Ian, Dan, what how are we looking?
This is the one where I think my weekly personal vote, I haven't looked at my bracket in weeks, but my personal vote is Daria, because I think it is actually the quintessential, like, it is the 90s. That is what the 90s was. You know what I mean? Like, what high school in the 90s was like.
And the soundtrack.
Whereas Ninja Turtles is really an 80s show. Yeah. Whereas the Ninja Turtles is just an 80s show that survived into the 90s and had amazing toys.
And yeah.
So that's why my personal vote goes Daria.
And comics.
This was a sad one for me, because, like, I think I like Turtles more, but I really want Daria to move forward, because that really is the last of the artsy fartsy cartoons. And I will say that my voters agreed with me.
Okay. Exciting things are afoot at the Circle K. So here we go, boys. Who is going to take on X-Men in the round of 8? I don't know how to build up the drama anymore. This is going to come down to personal votes.
Yes.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 13-14, or loses 13-14. My vote is on Turtles, which ties it up. So,
but Daria, I didn't vote, and my vote's not in there.
Yeah, I voted.
All right.
Yeah, Daria.
Son of a bitch. All right, there goes my bracket. Daria,
we did it.
takes it. Let's see. There.
And there goes the first one seed.
That's true. The first true upset there. All right.
Will Daria run away with this? I don't know.
I can't see it.
I don't
the
think
Simpsons,
so.
But I didn't see
I'll give it a solid probably
Ninja Turtles.
Not.
Yeah. All very interesting. Okay, so let's take a look at our matchups. We've got.
Can I just say really quickly?
Yes.
I am sad, because I think Ninja Turtles versus X-Men would make for a pretty sweet cartoon or comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm all about these really crappy crossovers right now. Shout out to Watchmen and Superman or whatever the fuck. I don't know, I've lost interest already. But there is a Batman and Ninja Turtles crossover at some point.
It's great. That's not a shitty one. That's a really good one.
Okay, good. I haven't read it.
Yeah. Also, if you're into shitty crossovers that are really good, there's Batman and the Shadow that came out on IDW. It's fantastic.
Like, the Shadow, like Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's really good.
Huh. I'll have to take your word on that. That could be good, though. I don't know. Whatevs. Okay. Simpsons versus Batman.
Even better crossover.
He
said
saying
even better crossover. Batman versus the Green Hornet. Yeah.
I hear that.
Can you hear me?
Batman and Green Hornet.
Yeah.
We got it.
It happened. It happened.
I know.
Sorry, you're both frozen on my screen, so I can't tell if I'm still alive.
Oh, okay. All right, so Simpsons versus Batman.
Come on, Batman.
Definitely. Well, Adam West was definitely on The Simpsons at some point, so I don't know if that
Adam West was also on Batman the Animated Adventure. He was the Gray Ghost.
Oh, really?
Idiot. Yeah.
I don't fucking care about this shit like you guys do. This was supposed to be your fucking show. Here I am running it, and you're giving me shit because I don't give a fuck about gargoyles, and I didn't.
Because you don't know where Adam West was.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, Jesus Christ. All right, Daria.
You really should keep tabs on him.
Daria versus X-Men. Ren and Stimpy versus South Park, which is very, very, makes a lot of sense. I don't know. And then the battle.
Mike Judge versus Mike Judge.
Mike Judge versus Mike Judge. Beavis and Butthead versus King of the Hill.
Yep.
Now, just to give you perspective, all of these guys, all of these one seeds and two seeds all hit like 17, 16 votes. Ren and Stimpy was the highest at 18. But, like, that's huge, man. Like, next episode, which we can discuss scheduling on that because it might be kind of tricky, is going to be awesome, man. Beavis and Butthead versus King of the Hill, Ren and Stimpy versus South Park, X-Men versus Daria That one, I think that one's going to be the biggest surprise. And then Simpsons versus Batman. So I have a prediction. If Simpsons beats Batman and X-Men beats Daria, Simpsons is guaranteed going to win this whole thing. Just throwing
against
that
X-Men?
Out there. Yeah. Because I think that, like, that's their only competition is Daria. Sorry, not X-Men.
Really?
Yeah. Because Daria has been the biggest surprise.
I disagree.
Daria is currently the lowest seed still alive. Let's see. We got 3 out of 4 one seeds. We've got 2 out of 4 two seeds. South Park, which should have been higher, but we're done with that. And X-Men are both 3 seeds. So it's real interesting here. And then we got Daria being the descendants of this bracket at 4. Although, I guess it's not exactly the descendants of this bracket.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah. I don't know who they are. I think Batman has a shot of beating The Simpsons.
Yeah. What's that?
I think a lot of these shows have a shot at beating The Simpsons. Daria is like the, you know, dark horse, of course, but Ren and Stimpy, South Park,
yeah,
Beavis and Butthead all easily could beat The Simpsons. I think King of the Hill, although people love that show, I don't think it can beat The Simpsons.
I don't think so either. I think Bobby's dad just walked in his room.
No, my dad's been dead for like 20 years. That was dry.
Oh, that would have been really weird.
Yeah, I think I would have stopped the stream if that had happened. It's just like, oh, dude, he's
I gotta
real
go.
Pissed about this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, guys. Okay.
Good job, Ian.
So wait. Let's just do predictions since we only got 4 matchups, right? Simpsons Batman. Landslide win, close victory for who? Ian. I mean, sorry, dude. We only did like 35 minutes, so I'm trying to fill up some time here.
I think it's gonna be very close.
Very close?
I do. For my voters at least.
Okay. And do you think Simpsons takes it?
I don't know. I think I want Batman to win, but I really don't know. My prediction is it may come down to us, our votes.
Ooh, okay.
I think it's going to be a split decision. I feel it's going to go Simpsons. I hope it goes Batman.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be landslide. My voters don't put that much critical thinking into it. I think it's going to be Simpsons all day. Daria versus X-Men. I'm going to say for my voters... I think they're going X-Men like a 1-4 ratio.
Okay. I think Daria is going to surprise us. I think I didn't think about this, but it was a Saturday morning cartoon that was definitely geared towards boys, where every hipster artsy-fartsy person loved Daria. So I think she might surprise us.
And landslide or close, what do you think?
I think they're all going to be very close, but I think Daria's going to win.
All right. I'm going to put you at a 2-3 ratio.
I think it's going to be close, especially given I feel that most of our votes are coming from men. X-Men, I think Ian's right, was definitely geared towards boys, and that's why like I would gravitate towards it. But Daria really was a good show, and I think that might take it.
And you think it's going to be close?
Yeah, I would definitely. I think all these are going to be close.
Okay. All right. And just so I'm writing this down right, I predicted Simpsons. Dan predicted Simpsons. And Ian predicted Batman?
I said it's going to come down to our votes.
Okay. Cool. All right. Ren and Stimpy versus South Park.
Now, I think in the very unlikely chance that our voters do some like critical thinking and thoughtful research, mm-hmm. they'll realize that Ren and Stimpy is the winner. That being said, people are idiots, and I think South Park's going to win.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dan?
I was surprised that Ren and Stimpy got 4-1 in my votes today. So I still think it's going to be a close call, but I think it's going to be Ren and Stimpy.
Oh.
I think it just holds that kind of that crown of being the 90s cartoon, like kids show that was too crass. Whereas South Park, you know, it will eventually get punished for being late.
And I think it's also a polarizing show. Like, it is vulgar. So I know a lot of our more conservative voters might not go for it. Like my girlfriend, who doesn't like South Park because they're too loud and mean.
I don't necessarily agree with this because, like you said, if critical thinking is involved, I think Ren and Stimpy should take it. But I think it's going to be South Park. At landslide again, or at least with my voters. All right, finally, Beavis and Butthead or King of the Hill, and at what ratio?
Can we get Mike Judge on the show next week?
You can try.
I think so.
All right.
I'm going to say, again, I think these are all going to be close, but this is going to go Beavis and Butthead. They're going to get extra points for being the first.
I think that for the same reason South Park's going to get less votes is the same reason Beavis and Butthead might not as well, like because it's all like pee and poo and dick jokes. But I don't know. I think that
and Exploding Frogs.
And I mean, yeah, I used to have that poster. Remember, Dan? In my bedroom.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, going to go with... wait, so what did you say?
I'm saying King of the Hill is going to win. Oh. That's going to be closer.
All right. I am going to stick with my bracket and what I thought there and say that although Beavis and Butthead was amazing and groundbreaking, I think King of the Hill is a better show. And I think more people, again... we're watching reruns of King of the Hill years afterwards, so it's more fresh in there. And I'm going to go ahead and say, like, at a 1-to-2 ratio, it's going to be King of the Hill.
I think if my friends stop and think about what they actually were watching in the 90s, which I, you know, or what was the 90s, they'll go Beavis and Butthead.
Right. All right. Any final thoughts? Any big things?
Can you pull up what the brackets look like now? The points?
The score? No. I got to plug all those numbers in. But, oh, Ashley.
Ashley, we're wrapping up.
Okay, this is
I
great.
Know. I was watching my car.
Oh, Jesus. I hope you have a stand. That's crazy. All right.
But I thought I'd just say hi real quick.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashley.
Do you want to know how things turned out? Did you miss anything?
I missed everything.
Okay. All right. Sorry, our viewer, but because Ashley joined us, we're going to go back over this crap. So, Simpsons versus Doug.
Bobby's dickhead friends ruined everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is a quote for the intro. Thank you. And can you say Commish's dick? Wait. Can you say Commish's dickhead's friends ruined everything?
I'll do it right now. Commish's dick. You shush me?
No,
oh,
I was
sorry.
Shushing everyone else.
Okay. Commish's dickhead friends ruined everything.
Yes! Oh my god, that's so perfect. Simpsons versus Doug. The 1 seed versus the 4 seed. Doug got knocked out of the box 17-7.
That's typical.
Typical, as she says.
Yeah,
I agree. Typical.
That was all my friends.
Idiot voters, yeah.
Whatever. We could have tipped the scale, but hey, Ashley is one of my voters.
I am. I did, because it's just, I mean, it makes sense.
All right, cool. Animaniacs and Batman. 11-13, Batman took it.
That was closer than I thought.
Wait, which way did you think that
what
was?
What did you vote?
I mean, I thought it was going to go Batman, but I thought it'd be a little bit more towards Batman, actually.
All right. Okay, I'm going to save the real juicy ones for the end. X-Men beat out DuckTales 15-9.
Okay.
Ren and Stimpy knocked Rescue Rangers out 18-6.
Wow.
Yeah. And then South Park knocked out the contentious Captain Planet 16-6.
Shocked.
Yeah, right. Beavis and Butthead knocked out the Magic School Bus 17-7. And King of the Hill knocked out Rugrats at an alarming 16-7. Wow.
That was more of a gap than I thought it would have been closer.
Yeah, that's what
I... Did you say the big surprise?
No, so the big one, but via...
Well, first, we want to point out, Bobby, before you do that, that makes the next round matchup...
Oh, right.
Mike Judge versus Mike Judge.
So
Beavis and Butthead versus King of the Hill.
Right.
You be the judge.
We were gonna get here eventually.
Right. So we got. True. Okay. So the big one was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus Daria. Now, do you remember how you voted?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Well, this one came down to our votes, which ended up tipping the scale. But before our votes, it was 13 for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 14 for Daria, and then it ended up 14 to 16 because these two guys went Daria and not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I went Turtles.
Yeah. That is, well, way to ruin my bracket. Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't look at scores right now, but I'm pretty screwed now because after Dan's little gargoyle stunt, we're all in deep trouble.
Can I also just point out, I know he's not technically the creator, but shouldn't Mike Judge also get credit for Daria?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a producer at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He might not be, I don't know how that worked out, but yes. So technically, in a Mike Judge universe, and I mean, we got into this argument before, but I think King of the Hill technically is kind of sort of a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead. But
it's a reinvention of Mr. Anderson.
Right, but like, I mean, Woody Harrelson is is playing Archie Bunker now. Like, is that not the, I mean.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Woody Harrelson's playing Archie Bunker?
Yeah, they brought All in the Family back.
That was one episode.
Oh, it was only one thing?
Yeah, and Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson.
This all makes a lot more sense.
Which makes no sense because Jamie Foxx is way too tall to be George Jefferson.
Okay, that's a weird thing to get caught up on. Anyway, I didn't realize those were one-offs. I just heard about it. Anywho, so we got some great matchups. Daria versus X-Men, Ren and Stimpy versus South Park, Beavis and Butthead versus King of the Hill, and of course, Simpsons versus Batman.
Come on, Batman. You can do it.
All right. Any hot takes, Ashley?
You know, I am honestly impressed that Daria made it to here. I'm not even mad at it, even though I'm actually currently watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in my actual life. I watched an episode or two last night.
Which version?
I'm actually watching the new version because I've never seen it, and Ice Cream Kitty is hilarious. So,
the hell is Ice Cream Kitty?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah,
mutant of ice cream and a cat put together.
Oh, weird. So this is like 3D animation.
Well, it lives in their freezer. So every time the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles go into their freezer, Ice Cream Kitty is just chilling in there.
More ice cream or more cat?
It's definitely more ice cream than cat. They lick him sometimes. So.
Yeah. I mean, you got Ice Cream Kitty. Am I wrong, boys?
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, hold on.
That's Ice Cream Kitty for sure.
Yeah, is it Sharon?
Like Neapolitan skinless cat thing.
I always thought Neapolitan was called Napoleon. So there's a fun fact.
This is the cat? It's not what I expected.
No, it's not what I expected. Not at all.
There you go. They're just living in the freezer, living its
best. I was
expecting
it more to be like Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs.
Yes, that's what I was thinking also.
Ian's cat. Another kitty. Speaking
my
of
cat,
kitty.
This is Reggie Miller. He's my kitty cat. He's not made of ice cream, though. He's just made of shit and black stuff.
Why does Ice Cream Kitty have like a stomach face?
Yes. Maybe some holdover from the strawberry life he lives. I don't know.
Is there a backstory to this cat? Like, did it fall into the same ooze? Like, was a cat?
The origin story, I'm trying to remember the episode, but essentially they had a cat and they had ice cream and they dropped the mutagen on the cat, which fell in the ice cream and turned into Ice Cream Kitty.
That sounds very cute version of animal abuse.
Yeah, seriously. You want to be an ice cream kitty? No.
Everything with Ice Cream Kitty and it's hilarious. So
that's amazing.
And there's a song.
I think they probably play music with the cat. That's what it looked like. Like maybe a ninja rap for whatever.
On the theme song to the new TMNT is bomb. So if you haven't looked that up, you should definitely check it out because it's fire.
All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna stop the stream and then let's all listen to that together, and we can do that. But we can't do it to get kicked off of Facebook. So, for our Facebook viewer, Kamish out. Let's check this shit out. Hold on.
This video is weird. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
To nap in my lap, she likes the best. Right there, vanilla hair, she lives in the ice chest. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for Kitty. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for Kitty. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for Kitty. Ice cream, you scream,
we all scream for Kitty. Really big Doja Cat vibes here.
He's about to drop. I have not eaten nearly enough drugs since.
You know,
oh, there's a guitar.
I can hate I on it all I want, but I'm gonna listen to it again because my girlfriend loves cats. Anyway,
it reminds me of the music that RuPaul makes.
Sorry, I don't. I was going to ask about D&D stuff, but not with Ashley here. That's a different stuff.
Okay, yeah, in a second here. Hold on, let's listen to this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song.
Whoa!
It's a reimagining.
Fire, I'm telling you.
I'm definitely.
Dude, it's just a reimagining of the 90s one, but it's rap. I like it. I will say this, though. They definitely wrote this shit like a bunch of white dudes, and then they hired a black guy to rap it.
Yeah.
You can tell that it doesn't have any soul, man. Like this, I used to be a white rapper. I know. Anyway.
I can't find who does the song.
What song?
Have you guys heard of a show called Craig of the Creek?
No.
Nope.
It's on Cartoon Network. It's really good, but Jeff Rosenstock, the lead singer of the Arrogant Sons of Bitches, does the theme song. Yeah, so there's that.
Wait, who does it? Sorry?
Jeff Rosenstock, who was the lead singer of the ska punk band Arrogant Sons of Bitches.
Ah.
So, Bobby, to answer your question, guess who helped write this song?
Vanilla.
White say Randy Newman.
Hold on.
White guy rapper.
Eminem.
Macklemore.
Go
Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Oh,
go
I said Ninja, it. Ninja, I said it. I said Vanilla.
Yes.
He's like barely a rapper though, dude. Like, come on. Like, of all
Robert Van Winkle has quite the catalog, all right?
Yeah, include shit that sounds like corn. Like, dude.
It's true.
All right. Anything else, guys and gal?
Nope. Got some serious decisions to make with my bracket now, though.
I mean, your bed's already made. You just got to vote on the next one. Sure. So. I'll post these points here as soon as we get done. But, yeah, Dan looks like he's going to run away with this one.
It's not looking
good. I will.
Yeah. I fucking knew it was a white guy.
Pleasure.
All right,
as
thanks.
Always.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Ashley.
Glad I could hop in on the end of this.
Oh, yeah. It's always a pleasure. It's like Mr. Rogers' neighbor coming over. Wait. Ian had some D&D stuff. What? That was the mailman.
That's not me. Peace out, guys.
Wow. See you, Ashley.
Wait.
I just want to.